Okay, continuing on with row seven ahead of the 108th running of the Indianapolis 500 coming up on Sunday, starting 20th. The only four-time Indy 500 winner in the field, back for the drive for five, driving the number 06 Cliffs Honda for Meyer Shank Racing. It's Elio Castroneves to his left, starting 19th, making his 19th appearance in the Indy 500, and it's now, what, 52 years and counting with an Andretti in the field for the 500, driving the number 98 machine for Andretti Global. It's Marco Andretti, and also to his left, starting 21st, the winner of this year's Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach, a six-time NTT IndyCar Series champion, and the winner of the 2008 Indy 500, driving the number 9 PNC Bank Chip Ganassi Racing Honda. It's Scott Dixon. I get, there's a ton of experience in this row, right? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Scott, we'll begin with you. How's your week treating you so far?
Yeah, it's been okay. It's been busy, but lots of sim days, unfortunately. But yeah, prep for here for the next couple of races, and then a bit for Le Mans as well. So, but yeah, it's been okay. Just obviously trying to find more speed and.
Like everyone else.
See what we come up with.
Like everyone else. Elio, obviously, back at it. The drive for five continues. How's the race car?
Yeah, no, the race car looks good. We had to stop a little early on Monday for a little issue with the left rear suspension, but all fixed and ready for carb day. So we need to do a little massage still on the car, yeah. So a little readjustments. To be even better and looking strong. I feel great. The Cliffs MSR team is doing a phenomenal job. Mechanics, we did some pit stop, which again surprised me how incredible everybody mellow in for one off. And yeah, we're really really excited for tomorrow.
And Marco, you were saying earlier the race car feels pretty good, you think?
Yeah, I'm as happy as I've been in the last 5 to 8 years, honestly. I've really struggled here in the races and just drove so uncomfortable for 500 miles the last few years. So I definitely, Monday felt very, very comfortable. It was the most productive 2 hours I've had in a decade here. So, you know, I definitely am more happy than I've been in a long time here at the Speedway. Okay. I'm just bummed with no track position because, you know, I think if we wrung everything out, we should have been top 12, which is disappointing. We were lined up to go back out, but we mistimed it and I didn't make it back out. So, be coming from the back, but the car feels good.
Okay. Good news perhaps for Sunday. We'll start here in the front row, Bruce, and then our friends from Brazil. Go ahead.
Bruce Martin, NBC Sports. Mark, Elio, if I had told you that you'd be starting in the same row as Marco, who qualifies well here, and as Scott Dixon, who's won 5 poles here, you'd be going, great, we're going to be starting the first 3 rows. How stunned are you that you're back in row 7, all 3 of you?
Look, the competition is every year it's becoming crazy. We thought, you know, we did a good job over the winter. I guess the other ones did a better job over the winter, and that's why they end up a little ahead of us. But that doesn't intimidate me at all. The good news is that we have a good experienced guys in the row. So, but we, interesting situation in the front of us. We have an experienced guys. But that's what it is. All about Indy 500. So always have ups and downs, and it's a long race. But I feel very, very good. I understand what I need to do, and we'll hopefully all 3 of us go to the front.
And Scott, the trust factor that you have, knowing there's all this experience, you're in the back of the pack, but you're with 3 guys. It's 3 guys that really know this place. So there has to be a really good trust factor that the 3 of you can slice and dice your way up through the field.
Yeah, hopefully the row doesn't take each other out. That'd be be interesting. But no, it's you know, the starting position is one thing. I think the way we look at it is, you know, even last year after the first stint, our tire issue, you know, we were like 28th or something, so ended up getting back to the top kind of 5 towards the last stint. So, you know, it's anything's possible in this race. And you know, I think there's you know, people always have issues. I think for us, with where we're starting as a group, you know, you definitely need to have no more issues from the outside part of what happened in qualifying. So, yeah, hopefully we all move forward, and maybe this row will be fighting it out for the win.
That would be great.
Great.
Hello, guys. From Brazil, in Portuguese person. Hélio, chegando para sua quinta possibilidade de fazer o Drive for Five,
que você dentro de você está te dando mais confiança para que isso se torne real e como é que está a sua cabeça para esse desafio?
A preparação que a gente fez do ano passado para esse ano me dá muita confiança. Os mecânicos que a gente tem, apesar de serem novos pela primeira vez, eles têm experiência nos carros esportivos, então isso também é importante, que às vezes não é só performance dentro da pista, mas também nos pit stops. E isso ajuda a que a gente possa ganhar posições e seguir para o próximo passo. Então tudo isso está me dando muita confiança. O carro é rápido, esse é um carro novo, né? A gente trocou de carro em relação ao que o Tom Blomqvist está usando, que era o meu carro antigamente. Então, em relação à posição que a gente está partindo, não me assusta e não está me deixando preocupado. Eu acredito que tem carros bons também aí no grid, mas eu confio no que eu preciso fazer.
Maravilha, obrigado. Scott, I made the same question for you the last year. Each year you are running as a wine better and better. And how about today? You are running with those legends. How to concentrate and be ready for to start?
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep up with Elio, you know. No, it's fun. I think that's what it comes down to. And I think I didn't understand Elio's answer, but I'm sure, it's just the fact that, we love what we do and we're very lucky to do what we do. And, we're obviously in a sport that, or in a job title of having to win all the time. And it's fun, especially now with the competition. And, there's definitely been some young groups coming through probably, kind of 5 years ago, 10 years ago. So it's interesting to see how the sport has changed some. But it's fun, man. Competition's tough. I really enjoy it. Elio is, 50 next year, maybe? So I still got a little
Thanks,
bit of time.
Thanks, I appreciate it. I like to
Happy be. Birthday, you know?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right. Holly, great to see you.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you today?
Okay.
Elio, I wanted to ask you, with your wins and your runner-ups and doing so well here, do you have years sometimes where you come in and you are expecting to do that? And is this year one of those where you know I've got it, this is going to be?
Yeah, no question. I come to a race here to think about just going to participate. I'm always expecting to do better, and I can only trust in the work that goes behind the scene with the mechanics and engineers and engine manufacturer. It's a teamwork. And sometimes one little bit that goes off, it's very easy to find an excuse and say it, but we just got to keep doing a better job. Qualifying, again, it was something that I believe because we were a little behind, it was just one off. Some of our situations was because of the rain delay, my step was behind, but in the race car, I felt very, very strong. I were able to use a lot of the things that I did in the past, with the setup numbers. So yeah, I am, my expectation is high, and like always, and looking forward to a very challenging day, without a question, because 500 miles is not easy, but looking forward to a very fun day.
Dave, go ahead.
When you guys were younger, a generation ago, sorry.
Right? That was one is calling my age now. This guy, generation ago.
I'm not the same generation.
This would be great. Huh?
Yeah. It's a tough room, boys. All right.
The geriatric
room. Wow. Typically, there were like four or five Brazilians in this race. Elio, now you're the only one getting near the end. There don't seem to be a lot in the pipeline. Coming to IndyCar, do you have a feeling for why that is?
I think the Brazilian stock car in Brazil became a very successful series. Open wheel in Brazil slowed down a lot. For those that Formula One has become very popular, obviously the last few years, and everyone, the ones that the generation now looking to go to that direction. But again, Formula One is a big politics, as we know. And some of them are turning around. So, I would say because of that, we have a little bit of a lack of, and plus we don't have a race in Brazil like we used to do as well. So all of these details and aspects that we had in the past makes the generation a little later. That's why I'm still here. to inspire the new generation to turn around and come to Indy.
Let's go Joey and then David. Go ahead.
For Elio, Tom's driving your 2021 winning car. What was the decision to not continue to run that car like you did last year?
I just want to change. The last few years, 22 and 23, they were, you know, they're still pretty good car. I just want to change. I want to start fresh. That was the reason.
David's credit.
Elio and Marco, you've known the guy sitting next to you for a lot of years now. There's this marketing campaign that calls him brilliantly boring. I'm wondering if you agree.
Say that again, marketing what?
There's this campaign that calls Scott brilliantly boring. I'm wondering if you guys agree with that or if it's apropos or how you would describe Scott sitting up there.
You should get him a few beers. No, he's not boring.
Yeah, I think it's more about the process, right? Some of the things we find boring, whether, you know, it's training every day to, you know, the data that all of us go through. It's about the process, right? And some would find that the process is kind of boring, but it's a necessity and something you need to do to be brilliant. So, you know, I think what PNC has done with their marketing campaign and, you know, about banking, because some people think banking is boring, but if you do it properly, it's going to be brilliant as well. So it's, yeah, a bit of a twist on it.
Yeah, pretty much.
We'll go Kyle and then back to Bruce here in the front row. Time for a minute. Yep.
I got a question for both Marco and Elio. Just with you guys, you know, obviously your experience, you know what it takes to prepare for the 500, but you guys are both coming in and this is your first IndyCar race of the season, and then might be your only race of the season, just depends on how you guys approach it. So with that in mind, like, how do you go about preparing for this when a lot of the guys that you're competing against, such as Scott, are out there every other weekend racing?
I think you see a lot of rookies fast at Indy because you have a ton of practice here. You know, I don't feel like behind the eight ball. In fact, day one, him and I were 1-2, so I didn't feel like it took me much time to get going. But, you know, just like them, the competition from the drivers to the teams is completely wrung out, and you have to drive these things so on the edge to be fast. And, you know, so that's something I'm working really hard on. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel so at home at this place that it just doesn't take me much time to get going.
Yeah, pretty much as Marco said, it was because of the practice time that we had, even with the rain that we had that took a little bit of a lot of laps from us, it felt right in the ballpark. For me, even better with the team that I'm running. I remember here in 2021, it was I was about 6 months without being a – actually, it was about a year without being an IndyCar. And when I jump in a new team, new people, that was actually even harder. And we're still end up able to execute. So, yeah, this place it brings the best out of everyone, including us with the experience, and we're always learning as well. So in these conditions, I feel as well very, very comfortable.
Obviously, this oval is very famously challenging for a lot of newcomers, but do you guys feel like you're able to both jump in relatively easily because you've raced this track so many times, or what's that adjustment like for you?
I was just gonna add in there that I think the full timers should probably be looking at row 7 more than we should be looking at them.
Yeah, I feel that we don't have anything to a difference from the others. I believe experience in this place counts as much better scenario than any other driver. So far, with your home.
Time for a couple more, and then we'll take one off Zoom. Go ahead.
Elio, it's your first 500 as the shareholder as well in the team now. You've said before that you were a bit waiting for this moment because you were going to be more driver than the pod owner. Do you have to manage both, or are you more in the driver role this
moment? Yeah, I've been obviously in connection with Tom and Felix. We joke around if we got in a situation between three of us battling for the win, I'm coming to the radio and say, okay, you guys want to renew your contract or not? So joke around, and I'm sure they're going to disconnect the radio at that point, because this is a place that it changed people's life. Doesn't matter who it is, it definitely changed the name from after Sunday. So, but yeah, it would be fun. It would be great to be winning as an owner as well. So it would be something completely different than you.
And Marco, you have said that the last few years, of course, were a bit more difficult. You know more than anybody else what you need from the car there. What were you lacking, perhaps, in the last few years that you maybe see in the car this year?
Just the characteristic that I just didn't like a behavior in the middle of the corner with this setup. So we made some pretty big strides on Monday with it. So cautiously optimistic.
Anything else?
More in person? Go ahead.
Elio, last year when we talked, you started thinking, I'm the only one in the planet that can do something. Then you talked about five. Another year, you're the only one on the planet. How's it hitting you now? And do you smile about it? Do you look in the mirror and say, oh, my God. I mean, what's that state of mind?
Yeah, how can you not, right? Wake up in the morning and have this amazing opportunity. First of all, to be already with this incredible gods of racing, as I call Rick Mears, AJ, and Alan Cecino, I'm already honored and blessed to be in this position. Now, having this opportunity to do something that nobody ever did, and as people saying, or records are made to be broken in any sport, why not? And I'm sure the fans, a lot of fans wants to see that, and I want to see that. I'm sure those guys here, they want to try to stop that, and but that's life. I do. But in the end of the day, you can only thinking about the end. You gotta. And it's a process. You gotta work for it. You gotta prepare for it. And if it meant to be, it will be.
John Natale, we're coming to you off Zoom from WESB, just by Nazareth, Pennsylvania. Go ahead, John.
Hi, John Natale, WESB Sports, and this question is for Marco. So you're from Nazareth, about 4.5 hours north or southeast of Bradford, Pennsylvania. You're about 1,000 people less than us. And Marco, you were born into the spotlight, and with all the success that you've had and all the bells and whistles that surrounds IMS and just throughout your entire career. But for our listeners, you know, we want to connect with you more on a personal level. So being from Nazareth and the small town and everything, how do you get away from everything? How do you connect with the fan base as far as, are you a Phillies fan, Eagles, cheesesteaks? You know, what is your things that can help you more connect with our audience?
All I could say first off is that home is always home. So when I lived here, I always missed going to Nazareth. When I lived in Miami, same thing. So I always knew that eventually I wanted to be permanently there. But how do I connect? I mean, I don't know. Just that I'm very, very based with my home, you know, my roots there, and invest real estate in the Lehigh Valley and stuff like that. So apartment buildings. But as far as sports teams, I'm a little weird. I'm not loyal to a particular team. I like follow players more than teams. So I bounce around a bit. I'm not a bandwagon jumper. I just follow like certain friends and stuff.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Marco.
Thanks, John, for joining us.